You wrote your first book, I Lost My Love in Baghdad, about a girlfriend of yours at the time who was killed in the war. How much have you spoken about that?
I mean, we've spoken about it a fair amount. I met him as a friend when he was going through the aftermath of this tragedy, and I got to see just, you know, how horrible and just how sad you were.
But an incredible process that you went through, you know, in terms of mourning and then meeting Elise and being open to...
Well, yeah. I think, you know, I was very fortunate to have fallen in love with an amazing woman, and she was, you know, killed in a very horrible, horrific way in Iraq. I mean, this is one of the other reasons why, you know, we can have this sort of intellectual conversation about Iraq, and I can throw these numbers out there, but at the end of the day, nothing that anyone is going to tell me really is going to change my mind about how I feel deeply about that war because of this sort of traumatic experience, to see what happened to her family, her friends, her loved ones. The name of the book I wrote in her honor was I Lost My Love in Baghdad, because I didn't think I could love again. I feel very blessed and fortunate that Elise, you know, would have me. And I think, you know, the fact that she was able to sort of get past that is, to me, you know, I feel pretty lucky.
One final note. It's been misreported that Michael was working on a piece about Jill Kelly at the time of his death. In fact, his final unfinished story was about CIA Director John Brennan. And Elise is now working on finishing that story on Michael's behalf.